Are you taking full advantage of the freedom made available to you through Jesus? Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and discover the freedom that comes from having an established heart in God's Word. Now here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I'm telling you, Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. And He is the source of all the joy, all the goodness, all the love, all the faith, everything you could dream of that's good and fine and filled with loving kindness is in Him. He is our only source. The government's not our source. The people that you're employed with, they're not your source. No, God has channels that He uses from time to time, but I'm telling you right now, He is the source. There's only one source. Amen. Say it out loud. Jesus is my only source. He is the one in whom all, say all again, all my needs are supplied. Oh, give the Lord praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you today, sir, and we give you praise and honor. Open your Bibles, please, today to the 112th Psalm. We're going to read several scriptures as we begin here today. Now, I do want to tell you how the Lord has directed us. I don't know that it'll be this way all the time. I haven't gotten that far. I haven't heard from Him, and I only say those things that I hear Him say, and I do my very best to only do those things that I see Him do. And I very definitely heard this direction to begin a time of delivering this message straight through. We'll go from Monday through to the end of Friday, and I personally will not be taking a break in the studio. Now, the reason for this is spiritual flow and continuity. Now, there will be exact moments during these times, during this message today, for instance, where there will be an exact spot, I'll know where it is, I will just hesitate for a moment and go right on with what I'm doing. Now, when you see this broadcast, it will have a break in it. It'll look to you just like the other broadcast look. There'll either be a break there. As the Lord leads, I may do the close on it. My grandson Jeremy may do the close on it. The Lord may have someone else to do the close on it. Gloria might do the close on it. I don't know. That's as the Lord leads. But the important thing is that we have this constant, continual flow. Now, there's two reasons for that. Number one is the anointing and flow in and on me without that distraction. And then the second thing is, once these broadcasts are on tape, then on the internet, you order them by DVDs and so forth, or whatever, however form you get them, then they'll be in one constant flow. It'll be one flowing message. Amen. That's the direction of the Lord. And so, that's the direction we'll take. Praise the Lord. So, let's go to the 112th Psalm, beginning at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. unto the upright, that's the same man now, unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious, full of compassion, and righteous. A good man shows favor and lendeth, or he's a giver. He will guide his affairs with good judgment. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked will perish. Now this, boy, glory to God. Now let's go over, let's look at 2 Corinthians 6:17. Now we talked about this last week, and let's go over there and read this one more time. 2 Corinthians, at least one more time. 2 Corinthians 6, and begin with the 17th verse. Now you remember, the Lord said to us, now, all of the letters, I want you to remember this, beginning actually with the book of Acts, but especially with the book of Romans, all the way through the book of Revelation, they were not written to the world. They were written to born again, Holy Spirit filled and indwelt believers. Amen. You must always remember that. So, 2 Corinthians was written to believers. Now, listen to this. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean. In other words, keep your hands off of their stuff and the way they do things and the way they think. No, just consider that unclean in your life. Just don't touch that stuff. Don't touch that kind of government and all of that. Now, and I will receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you'll be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. Praise God Almighty. Amen. Now then, let's go over and read Colossians 1, chapter 13. Verse 13. That'll work a whole lot better. Here we go. Let's start with the 12th verse. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able to be partakers. We have a part in this. We are partners in this with God. And He's the one that made us able. Now, let me point out to you, He's writing to people that are born again. He's writing to people that know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Amen? So that's to whom He's speaking. And so it's talking to you and me. If it was ever to a believer, we're believers, He's talking to us. Amen. The Father has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. Don't let the word saint fool you or confuse you. That word saint does not mean some special uplifted, specially recognized person. No, that word translated saint, the Greek word there, just literally means one separated to God, one sanctified in Christ Jesus, which just simply means to be separate from one thing and put in another. Now listen, read the very next verse. Now watch. In fact, let's read it like that. Giving thanks unto God, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the separated ones in light. God is light. His word, the entrance of His word, giveth light. We are born of the light. When we got born again, we were born of not corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, which the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. So we were born of the light, and we walk in the light as He is in the light. You remember that in 1 John? That He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. When? When we confess them and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. And we walk in the light as He is in the light, and His blood cleanses us from all sin. So now, we are partakers of the inheritance of the separated ones in light, in God, in the Word, praise God, in the blood, who, the Father, has delivered us from the power of darkness. So you've been separated from the power of darkness, praise God, and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Whoa! Now, let me give you an illustration of that, because I don't want to spend a whole lot of time with it, but and this will help you. Let's say that I was born in some other country. Say I was born in China, and you know, I'm by birth I'm Chinese. By birth I live under Chinese rule. I am subject to the rules of the leaders in China. Now, I've been born into that family. This is where I belong. You with me now? This is where I belong, yeah. So, I'm Chinese. I live Chinese. I dress Chinese. I speak Chinese. I do all things that Chinamen do. I mean, that's what I am. That's who I am. But, as a little child, I was adopted by a born-again, Spirit-filled, Word-talking, Word-walking man and woman, family. They adopted me, and I became their son. My name is changed. That happens in the Word of God. We've been named after God. My name is changed. My dress has changed. The laws that I live under has changed. My language has changed. Amen. Now, I've been given a choice whether to speak the language of China or the language of my parents. Now, in the natural, there's not anything wrong with that. But when we come over here into the spiritual realm, I don't want to be talking the language of darkness anymore. I don't want to be talking the devil's language. I'm out of that. I've been born out of that. What's happened here? I'm in another nation. I have a different nationality. In my natural physical background is Chinese. But let me tell you something. Actually, in reality, I'm not Chinese anymore in that sense. I am now an American. Praise God. Now, we're not talking about the United States here. We're making a spiritual illustration, so don't get, you know, off on that political correctness and all of that stuff. Now, but notice what's happened to me. My language has changed. My name has changed. My dress has changed. The big thing is, the laws under which I live have changed. Now, Should I try to conduct myself in the United States under the laws of China, there's going to be some things here in the United States that are illegal that were legal over there, and a whole bunch of stuff that's legal here that would have been illegal over there. And the big part of it here is all of the things that I'm free to do here that were illegal over there, and I still have fear of doing them, then I'm really still subject to the laws of China instead of the laws of the United States, my new kingdom. This kingdom I've been born into, I've been adopted, man. I've been born again. I have new parents. I got a new name. I got new everything. But if I am afraid of my freedoms here because I was afraid of them over there, I've cut short what the United States, as a free nation, has provided for me. And the men and women that gave their lives, what God provided as a free people. I can't enjoy this nation like I should. I can't enjoy my life of freedom. I can't even enjoy my parents like I should because I'm afraid all the time. I'm afraid to do this. I'm afraid to do that. Well, do you see the illustration? This is extremely important now. Now, when you understand what has happened here, and we'll see it right here. We'll just see it right here in print. Now, notice this. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom. What kingdom? The kingdom of God's dear Son. Somebody else was king over there. We were somebody else's subjects. We were subjugated to what they said, what they ordered. What was legal and what was illegal was somebody else's rules. But now we've been put over here in the kingdom of God. For instance, let me just give you an idea, and then we're going to go ahead with this. Over there, they tell me if I get a job, then I'm limited to what the wages of that job is. And that, you know, God doesn't have anything to do with this. I mean, you know, he probably wouldn't let you have a job at all if you ask him. Well, that's the way that operates over there. But now over here, when I get into the Word of God, I get into the constitution of the kingdom of God, where Jesus is king. Amen. I get over here and I become subjugated to Him. I'm subject to Him. I'm subject to His Word. I'm subject to His law, which is love. I'm subject to Him as my source of supply. I'm subject to Him. I'm not going back. If I'm in the United States, I'm not going back to China to get my needs met, even though I pick up everything here that is made in China. But that's beside the point. I just couldn't help that. Forget that. Forget I even said that. Oh, Lord, forgive me, please. Now, you understand the point that I'm making here? So now, look at this. Here we are. Who has delivered us from the power? That Greek word is authority. Has delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. The Greek text says there, the dear Son of His love. We're in Christ Jesus and we are joint heirs. Look here. In whom? Who? In the Son of His love, we have redemption through His blood. Even the forgiveness of sin. Whoa, there's something going on in this kingdom, brother. Hey, this is freedom, man. I mean, glory to be to God. We got born over again. We've got new parents. God is our Father. Hallelujah. I could just really get... Hallelujah. The Lord, in His goodness and His mercy, in His tenderness and His kindness, and all of His grace and His goodness, has said, come, live in my kingdom. Come, live in my family. Oh, don't even bring anything with you. Oh, no, old things have passed away. No, don't bring anything from that other kingdom. Don't bring anything from that old dark world. Don't bring anything from over there. Don't bring anything out of that Babylonian system. No, I have everything over here for you. Come live with me. Come stay with me. Oh, I am the one. I so loved everything in that Babylonian world that I sent Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I sent Jesus to deliver them, to deliver you from that ungodly, dead, dark system that can't meet your needs. They can't heal you. They can't save you. They can't do anything for you. Ah, but over here in this kingdom, if you will just study the kingdom of God's constitution, my holy eternal word, if you will just put yourself into my mind, into my heart, into my ways, you will learn how to receive in my kingdom. You will learn how to live in my kingdom. Don't you remember I said in my word that the thief, he's head of the darkness, comes but for to steal, to kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
When God said, "Let there be light," at 186,000 miles a second, the universe was born. The creative power released in those words lives inside you right now. The first thing God did after He created human life was to give mankind the blessing. You cannot earn it, buy it, or demand it. The blessing is the very creative force of God that is given to every believer, setting them up to thrive. Kenneth Copeland's latest book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It, is the result of over 40 years of study, practice, and down-to-earth insights on the blessing. Filled with real-world examples that transformed Kenneth from debt and doubt to a lifestyle of health, wealth, and peace. Living less than blessed, knowing there's more to life than what you see? Failure is not an option, and success is guaranteed when you unlock God's blessing in your life. Make the change. Start today. Order Kenneth Copeland's newest book today for just $19.99 at a special 20% savings. Go to kcm.org or call our toll-free number to purchase your copy of The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It. Discover the revelation that changed Kenneth Copeland's life overnight and how it can change yours too. Don't wait another day to get on the road to all God has in store for you. Order The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It by Kenneth Copeland today.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearson. And as we wrap up this broadcast today, I want to leave you with this thought. Jesus is your only source. He is the one that supplies all your needs. You are not your provider. No man, woman, or child can provide for you the way Jesus has provided for you. And that's why I want to tell you about this new book by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, called The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It. You have an inheritance in the blessing of the Lord. It will change everything in your life. You get a hold of the revelation that comes out of the Word of God, and some of these things that the Lord has ministered to my grandfather, they will minister to you. As you desire to succeed in life, you've got to get into God's plan and find out the way that He's called you and created you to live. God's blessing is always good. It overflows with good. His blessing releases the power, His power into your life, and He brings His blessing to pass in your life, and you will never be the same when you get a hold of these kind of things. Order your book today. This is great news for those of you in the northeast part of the United States. This Friday starts the Live It East Coast Faith Conference, September 16th and 17th, Secaucus, New Jersey. It's a Friday and a Saturday. Now, Kenneth Copeland will be preaching live Friday evening, and Stephen Kelly Swisher will be hosting this great meeting. So, partners, this is a meeting for you to come and join and be a part of this thing with this ministry. We want to provide an environment for you to come and build your faith and just keep that connection strong with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. So, for more information about this meeting and other meetings, other things going on in here at KCM, just visit kcm.org. Now, I invite you to join Kenneth Copeland again tomorrow for more on the kingdom of God and living with the established heart. Amen. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Join Terry Copeland Pearsons for her Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference with guest Patsy Caminiti, September 28th through 30th. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
Hello, we're Ken and Gloria Copeland. God has a plan to distribute the anointing of Jesus throughout the body of Christ. Every member in it, not just the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. You need to know that plan of distribution. We just finished a week on that divine plan, so don't you miss it.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You've been born into the kingdom. Now you need to know the constitution of this kingdom. You need to know what the king has already said. Because in this case, the king don't ever change. He doesn't have to change. He was right the first time.